Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going straight into the numbers behind human settlements. We've got Vote 33, the budget summary and performance targets for, well, the next 3 years, 2024-25 through 2026-27. And our job really is to sift through this, you know, pull out the main mandate, the money involved, and what they actually plan to deliver.
That's right. And the core purpose laid out in these documents is pretty fundamental. It's about creating sustainable human settlements and, you know, ultimately improving quality of life. That's all coming from the Housing Act of 1997. It sets the whole thing up.
Okay, so let's talk scale, the money. What are we looking at for this current financial year, 2024-25?
Well, the total estimated spend starts at R33.1 billion for 2024-25. And it's set to increase, but only slightly, about 1.6% average annual growth, reaching R33.3 billion by 2026-27.
But here's what jumps out at me, how that money is spent. The mechanism, it looks like, what, 95.5% of the entire budget?
Yeah, that's right.
Or 95.9 billion over the 3 years. It's all just transfers to provinces, municipalities, other groups.
Exactly. It's overwhelmingly driven by those transfers and grants.
So wait, 95.5%. That means their own operational budget, the money they control directly for running things internally, must be really small. They're basically like a huge grant processing center, not building houses themselves day to day.
That's a really important point because it connects to this other issue. Despite that headline figure, that slight increase, this budget actually faced some pretty big cuts approved by cabinet. We're talking R3.1 billion shaved off in this current year, 2425.
What?
And those cuts actually ramp up. They go up to R6.7 billion per year by 2026-27. So you have this tension.
Mm-hmm.
Big social goals, huge grant flows, but also shrinking resources internal.
Right, that's where it gets tricky. They've got these massive aims focused on sort of three main things: promoting spatial integration, building mixed settlements, then tackling informal settlements, upgrading them, and making housing more affordable generally.
Yeah, let's put some numbers on those goals. For the integrated settlements part, over the medium term, they expect to deliver 129,663 fully subsidized houses. But maybe even more crucial for people's security is the target for title deeds. That's 36,046 title deeds for low-income households over the 3 years.
Okay, and for this year specifically, the 2,425 target.
For new subsidized houses, the target is 41,275.
Those are big numbers, especially the title deeds one. I mean, given the budget cuts you mentioned, how realistic is hitting, what would that be, over 11,000 title deeds this year alone? Is that achievable or more like a hope?
It's definitely ambitious. And for informal settlements, the plan is to upgrade and formalize 480 of them over the 3 years, plus deliver 156,571 service stands. For 2024-25 specifically, the target is getting 152 informal settlements upgraded to phase three.
Phase three meaning?
Meaning they've moved beyond just basic services into getting essential bulk infrastructure like water and sanitation sorted. It's a significant step.
Okay, and what about housing for people who don't quite qualify for a fully subsidized house but still need help? The affordable gap.
Right, they're looking at that too. The target is delivering 9,935 rental housing units. And also 2,128 community residential units, CRUs, over the medium term, trying to cover more of the housing needs spectrum.
Now, you mentioned the budget cuts creating capacity issues. There's a really interesting detail buried in the numbers about that, isn't there? Something about consultants.
Yes, exactly. Spending on consultants, specifically for business and advisory services within the informal settlements program, is projected to shoot up. We're talking an average annual increase of 21%.
21%.
Yeah. It goes from about R120.9 million last year up to R214.1 million by 2026-27. And the document basically says this is to augment internal capacity to fill the gap.
So they're cutting the budget overall, which likely impacts staffing, but then spending significantly more on external consultants to do the work.
That seems to be the picture, yeah. If you step back, you see this massive financial commitment over 95% through grants, remember, aimed at these incredibly complex social goals, things like secure tenure, integrated living. It's huge.
So here's the takeaway thought for you listening. You've got this department relying hugely on pushing money out through grants. And they're facing significant budget cuts, forcing them to ramp up spending on consultants just to keep things moving. The question is, how resilient are those really ambitious targets like delivering over 11,000 title deeds this year when facing those kinds of pressures? That's something to think about.